now, it's time for a brand new segment on the Hardline. Crazy ass black people say. And now, our first contestant, Donovan Lewis.
I'm distancing, man. Oh, man. Boy, that voice was changed quite a bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tad bit. Well, let's welcome Donovan Lewis to the program. Hi, Donovan.
Welcome the great Donovan.
What's happening?
When you show up on our show, you're what's happening.
That's what I'm talking about.
I told this story yesterday for a brief moment, but I wanted to rehash it with you because at the airport, whenever I'm walking through the terminal and I look over, I lock eyes with you from about 25 yards away. You're staring at me and you're seeing the shaved head for the first time and you're just shaking your head looking at me. So I walk right over to you and I say, "What, you think I'm some sort of effing zoo animal? You don't have to look at me like that."
And with a serious face, you walk off and there are people all around me and they look at you. And then they look at me, and then they look back at you like, oh, my God.
There's going to be a race war right here at gate 14 at Love Field.
And you didn't, because there was an empty seat by me, and you didn't even take it. You walked off right after you said it, and it looked like we were about to throw down. Man, that was funny.
Oh, boy.
Sounds straight off the streets of Charming.
We didn't smile. We didn't do anything. Man, no. It was pretty intense.
Yeah. Well, we went out to dinner the other night, and it was two nights ago, and it was the first time that I felt a little bit of a nip in the air. It was a little chilly out there.
It was freezing.
It was probably 65 degrees.
But it was cold. And you know it was cold because you said the same thing.
I did.
Right before we left the practice field, you said, "I've never been this blanking cold in my life."
It got cold pretty quickly. And so we went back to the hotel. I put on my weens, my white jeans, my little bitty pullover, and then off we went down to downtown Ventura. And we're all together. Everybody's there. Mike showed up a few minutes later. But as we go to this sushi joint, we realize that the place is not equipped to hold all of us at one table inside. And so the manager, or the lady, who, by the way, recognized us from, she's like, "Oh, it's..."
No, repeat that again.
What did she say?
How did that go? Oh.
She said, "What? Come on."
Boy, I really opened up that bear trap, didn't I?
Come on.
Yes, you did.
You might as well jump in.
Why can we... Okay, here's the deal. Here's the problem I have with this. Why can I... Leon Lett just impersonated downtown Julie Brown with Leon Lett's fake British accent. We do fake British accents all the time. We do Australian accents all the time. Why can't we, in good conscience, do that with the Asian? You always feel like that you're like...
Let's find out if we can do it. Let's see how uncomfortable you feel.
Go right ahead. The floor is yours.
And she said, "What?"
She looked at us, and I think it was Craig. Just Craig goes there like 8 times a week. And she goes,
she didn't do that. She did not look at Craig and go, "Oh." Oh.
See?
You know, if you...
Why is that the first...
If you would just say what she said...
Yes, without being funny, because she did not say that first
thing. And don't set it up
thing.
With
right.
that.
She did, too.
No, she didn't.
We had a great time. We had nacho.
She said, "It's already that time of year." Meaning we're back. We're back in Ventura.
See, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It just makes me uncomfortable. And she didn't say, "Ha!" and break a brick.
Ha! This offends me.
Oh. Boy, it does me too. We're going to get our asses in trouble over this.
Yes.
No, we're not.
We are too.
We're not.
We are too.
Well, anyway, So she says, why don't you guys, we can set you up outside. Because there were two tables there, and she was going to push the two tables, push them together, mm-hmm. and we could sit outside. And I'm standing right by Donovan, and you start getting pissed.
Yes, I was very upset.
And I'm like, what's going on, man? What's wrong? And your proclamation was?
Black people don't eat outside, especially when it's too damn cold.
That blanket statement,
yes.
Black people don't eat outside.
That's exactly what I said, and I meant it, and I stand by it.
Ever?
Or ever.
You never eat outside. Why?
Because I don't want to. It's not appealing.
But why is this a cultural thing across the board?
I don't know.
I don't buy it.
I buy it. I buy it. I live it. I don't eat outside.
Donovan?
What about picnics?
I don't have picnics.
Donovan?
Huh?
I'm with you.
Thank
you.
So
am I.
I don't like patio people. I don't want to sit out there with patio people.
To each his own, that's fine. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to eat outside.
If you have the choice of a nice, air-conditioned, climate-controlled inside with a comfortable booth, rather than sitting outside with a bunch of idiots swatting flies where it's 100 degrees outside or 60 degrees, give me the inside, right?
Look, I'm not saying that I prefer to eat outside all the time, but if it's decent weather, then...
That wasn't decent weather the other night.
But you went home and put on a jacket. And with my jacket, I was fine.
Jacket
on. I was freezing.
Yes, Colleen, jacket off.
God. Wow. Is that a directive?
God. Did she say okay? Jeez.
But we were warm.
No, I wasn't warm.
You had a fleece on.
I had a jacket zipped up, hands in my pocket, and I was freezing.
Like we were on a ski slope or something like that. It was 68 degrees.
And I complained and bitched the whole time. I don't ever complain and bitch about anything. And that was my time to shine.
Well, you did. You complained and bitched the whole way. Now, give me the cord over there, Mike. And you know what? We may need help as far as... Which one it is.
All right, I've got it.
Okay, you're an engineer, are you not?
Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay. Well, what happened was I was so...
What the hell is going on over here?
I don't know.
Why are we being flooded out?
Oh, no.
What's all this water?
Where is that water coming from?
I don't know, but get the... Oh, get that get that
outlet.
Plug.
Holy
get that,
shysters. Get that outlet oh, my
up.
God.
Pick the outlet up, Corby.
I am.
Right there.
Son of a bitch.
Don't cuss.
Dude, what is going on?
We are being overtaken with water.
Oh, God. Is it? It's coming from behind us.
Is it a
See,
busted?
That's why I don't eat outside. No, that's not us.
They're hosing down the...
Well, they sure are. They need to chill.
God, how stupid are these people?
Right, you got any water?
I'll be right back. We probably need to break. What time is it?
We have electronics and crap everywhere.
Well,
what time is it?
It's 26.
Okay, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I want to play the audio because
we're not dead first.
Right. We confronted the waitress on Donovan's proclamation that black people don't eat outside, and we got an answer from her. So before we die, let's take a break, and we'll come back and play the rest next. Well, we're alive.
Yeah,
we made
we're
it
all
back.
Right. We're all right. We survived that. Man, we have had that beetle to deal with today, that green metallic beetle.
Yeah.
And now this.
That's a Japanese beetle, Mike.
Yeah, we had they were cleaning. So on the other side of our tents are the like the VIP tents for the Cowboys. And so it's a day off and nobody's out here, and they thought that they would use that day to clean off the tennis courts, as we're on, you know, four or five different tennis courts. And so the guy who is doing it didn't really I don't fault him. He didn't know what was going on.
No. He had no idea what we were doing in here.
He was just told to clean the courts and he was hosing it down.
But after you gave him a good cursing out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, after that.
What?
I mean, dropping all those names.
Just.
And those words you use.
What did I say?
God.
I said you're going to kill us.
You pointed at him, then pointed at your crotch and all that stuff. What's going on with you?
He's such a jerk.
God, he's such just doing his job.
A jerk.
And all those racial epithets, man.
I know, and he was white. All right.
No, he wasn't.
All right, let's talk about this situation you have a problem with, Corby.
Well, I don't have a problem with it per se. I just found the proclamation to be wild.
I think you did have a problem because he was on my ass the whole entire time out there.
Well, out of the blue, Donovan said, as we were getting ready to enjoy our nice outdoor meal in good weather once we had proper clothing on. And by the way, everybody else didn't even have a jacket on. Like, they were just shorts and a T-shirt, and they were fine. And you're over there acting like you're in the Alaskan wilderness.
I was shivering, man. You can't even enjoy your meal in that kind of weather. I was so cold.
It was not that cold.
I was so freezing.
Were you cold?
No.
I was freezing, man.
And you had on a little jacket, didn't you?
Nah, I don't think so.
You weren't wearing anything?
I think I was bare-armed and shorts.
Well, here's another thing. Oh, God. Here's another thing that Donovan told us. What do you set the thermostat to?
In my house?
Yeah.
78.
78?
Really? I live with someone that's very cold-natured. And I think at first when we got married, I thought, man, that's really hot. But I think now, after 20 years, I'm used to it.
You don't sweat, like, at night or anything?
We have the ceiling fan. We have another fan, but we still just set the thermostat at 78.
78? That's 10 degrees warmer than I set it at when I go to bed.
I would freeze in your house just walking around.
My in-laws cannot stand, my mother-in-law in particular, can't stand coming to our house because she says it's so cold.
Well, bring a coat.
There.
And it doesn't...
Or don't come over.
We have...
Two solutions.
We have, like, blankets or whatever you call those things.
Like
throws all over the place. So if you get cold or whatever, there are times when I walk around, it may be summertime and it's just not working. Okay, you know what? I have to set it down a couple of degrees, but I won't go any lower than 76.
Will she notice?
Yes.
She will.
She'll say, it's cold in here. And she'll walk around with socks and long sleeves and stuff in summertime if it's 76 in the house.
Well, so you don't eat no matter what. Now, you just won't eat outside.
No,
never. What if there's an hour wait inside and it's nice weather and there's no wait outside?
Well, we'll just have to sit there and wait.
Will you really?
Yeah.
So is that the first time that you've eaten outside in a long time?
Yes, a very, very long time. Probably just with you guys.
I actually prefer to eat outside if the weather's good.
Not me.
Eating
out. I'm with Donovan on this.
No matter what the weather. You don't like.
Well,
you don't, you like.
Know, I will do it, but given the option, I will go inside.
So you won't like make food at your house and go eat outside or anything on the patio or something like that?
Nope.
God, we do that all the time.
I see no exotic buzz derived from this.
It doesn't make
I will do it only when absolutely necessary or when the group that I'm with is doing it, you know?
Yeah. If you're at a barbecue and it's outside, okay, you
that's
eat your burger
else,
outside. That's something different. But if I'm just eating dinner,
right,
there is under no circumstances am I eating meat outside.
Yeah, and I'm setting the thermostat at 74.
Meat.
Danny, you're an indoor guy as it is. You just don't like to be – it's the vampire in you. You just like to be inside.
You know, it depends. I think it's just mainly living in Texas because it's either balls hot with mosquitoes and humidity and sweat or it's just too cold. There's such a small window of good sitting outside and doing stuff weather in this city.
I know, but I mean, think about the weather that we have here.
Oh, I know. I'd be a different story.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be because, like, when I go to Massachusetts, my mom's got friends that live, near Fordham, and they've got this beautiful outdoor area, and they always, you know, if the weather's nice, they cook and you sit outside, and it's great.
So
it's just the weather's just terrible here for that.
Do you have an away, like, when you leave the house, is your thermostat always set to 78?
Always.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. All right, so you said the blanket statement that no black people like to eat outside, and
right.
So we got our professional waitress on the case. She walks over to us, and this is not the woman who initially talked to Craig in that offensive voice that Mike used.
Ha!
It was not me.
Oh.
Do we need to pull up your voice?
Yeah.
Which you got fired from the zoo from, basically? All right, so here is our confrontation with our waitress. Oh, this is over here. Nick?
Is this on the ticket?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
There you go. All right.
The ticket.
As a professional waitress, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, professional waitress.
Server.
Do you agree with this young gentleman over here?
Or can you cite examples that black people don't eat outside? Can you debunk that myth?
Well, yeah, now, I mean, shoot. I don't know if I'm allowed to answer that question.
No, you're allowed. She's very nervous. Yes. She's thinking that she's stepping into some sort of racially charged bear trap.
Well, there's no doubt.
As I have,
I mean, you're trying to start a race war.
As I have both hands in my jacket pocket. I just come out just double fisted with Gats. Say it again. Say it again. A mean mug in her because I'm so damn cold.
God.
Well, yeah, now, I mean, shoot, I don't know if I'm allowed to answer that question.
No, you're allowed.
I give you permission.
In your experiences as a professional waitress
or waiter. Yeah, he's with the government. You can answer.
Yes.
Okay, here's a good answer. I've only been working here for a week, so, I mean.
And this is your first waiting job?
Yeah.
Is this the first black man you've seen outside?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah, you know, I can't recall, but yeah, I guess,
thank
maybe.
You.
I don't try to remember.
I'm going to have to get your information so we can keep this going through
you
the year.
Sort of logbook that
Stern wanted to know if they had a logbook.
A logbook.
Like 8 white guys, 1 black guy. Just put the little tick mark down there whenever you,
boy,
yeah.
That tick mark in the black ledger would be so lonely.
Try to
I'm going to have to get your information so we can keep this going through
you
the year.
Sort of logbook that you
a logbook.
I'm like just going to slip away into the restaurant.
Yeah. Go put a tick in the logbook.
So.
Ever?
Here.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Then you asked her. Am I the first black person you've ever seen?
In Ventura here. She's been working for a week. Am I just not outside?
Right.
Here, period.
The absolute first.
You know, my mom grew up in North Dakota.
Oh, and then we moved on. She walked away, and she was not comfortable.
She was very nervous.
She never answered the question, did she?
She said, she answered, but it was in the nervous, she tried to.
It was a very uncertain answer. There was nothing definitive about it.
Yeah.
So this experiment must continue.
Yeah, it must. We must go eat outside again.
No.
Feel it right now.
Okay, but if we're in the shade now, if we're in the sun, it may be a little too hot, even though it's 70-something degrees. If you're standing out in the sun,
that's a hot sun, man.
Yes, it is.
What temperature is good for you?
To eat outside?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a question of temperature. It's a question of being out of the sun.
Well, that's the thing.
You know, this would be a fine temperature if you're not in the sun.
Right, but we weren't in the sun the other night.
If you're going to do it.
We weren't in the sun the other night.
Yeah, because it was wintertime. I felt like Jon Snow. I needed one of those fur things.
It was not that bad.
It was freezing, Mike. Freezing. Like, I couldn't even... Like, you'd want to enjoy a nice iced beverage. I had an iced tea and a water, and I didn't want to drink it because the more I drank... The colder I got. Couldn't even enjoy my sushi.
So can you not go to a place like cold weather for vacation? Like if you went to Alaska, are you cool with that?
I would go, yeah. I mean, I'm cold the whole time, and I'm definitely not eating outside. That's for damn sure. You can have that.
You're not going to shred your own salmon on the lake by yourself?
Just with a knife?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. So,
you were in Denver, but it was warm. It was summertime.
Hot.
Yeah, it was really hot.
I just say we continue this experiment in the streets of Ventura. Now, good luck finding a brother or a sister out here to ask. But everyone we see around here, we will stop, record, and ask if they will eat outside.
Because we're getting a lot of mixed response here on social media. This one guy says, I'm black. I like to eat outside, and my temp is set on 68 right now. But I do eat chitlins.
Well, we just don't have anything in common there.
Yeah, that's from Rod. This guy says, Donovan is not telling the
truth. A well-known pundit.
Donovan is not telling the truth. Black people do eat outside. Chalupa Batman says, you can have the best patio barbecue setup and black people are going to go inside to eat.
Ba-boom! Mm-hmm. I agree with him.
You agree with Chalupa Batman?
Yes,
let's see if
he's my hero.
Chalupa Batman knows.
Let's see if
Joe Johnson.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
Sorry. Joe Johnson says he's right, Corby. Us black folk don't eat outside.
It's just not natural,
man.
And
then Donovan is full of it. I've seen a black couple on a date at a something eating on the patio.
They were mixed.
At a BW. What's that?
Black and white?
I've seen a black couple on a date at a BW eating on the patio.
A BW? No idea.
I don't either. All right. Well, that's our first edition of... Well, you can go ahead and play the intro now.
And now, it's time for a brand new segment on the Hardline. Crazy ass black people say. And now, our first contestant, Donovan Lewis.
You like that lean music, Donovan?
Yeah.
What? I will kill you if you play that again.
You're the one
hilarious.
Oh, God.